President Bush and the man widely expected to become China's next president discussed their country's common interests and differences during a meeting in the Oval Office yesterday. Hu Jintao is expected to assume the top job in the world's most populous nation sometime next year. This was his first visit to the United States. The Bush administration considered the meeting an important one. At the White House today, foreign policy again will be the focus as the president meets with representatives of the European Union. NPR's Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Let's start with the Chinese vice president. Did he and President Bush have any major goals for the session beyond getting to know each other?
That was certainly the primary reason for Mr. Hu's White House visit. He's not well known here, and he's a guy worth getting to know. So Mr. Hu also met with Vice President Cheney and Secretary of State Powell and others in the administration. As for their discussions, a White House spokesman says that they were positive, that they covered mutual concerns the two nations have regarding the threat of terrorism. The president has said that September 11th helped demonstrate how much these two large countries have in common. But they also talked about Taiwan. The Chinese don't like the fact that the Bush administration has been especially vocal about protecting Taiwan from potential Chinese aggression and providing the weapons Taiwan would need to defend itself. In fact, in a speech in Washington last night, Vice President Hu said that while overall relations between the two countries are strong and getting better, he did warn that Taiwan is a potential trouble spot.
Hu has had company as he's made his rounds. He's been shadowed by human rights activists angry about China's human rights policies. Did the issue of human rights come up with the president?
White House officials say it did come up, as he has in past meetings with Chinese leader. So, it's not clear if the president raised any specific case of any specific dissident or religious leader, but he's made the case for a more open China where protest is allowed, where dissent is allowed, and where there's more freedom to practice religion. Hu, meanwhile, defends China on that score, saying huge gains have been made. And he says Chinese law does guarantee religious freedom, though it's a point on which he'll get considerable argument.
Well, today the leaders of the European Union are at the White House. What are they talking about?
It's the annual summit between the U.S. and the EU. It always covers a wide range of topics. On trade, the president angered Europeans a few months back when he imposed stiff tariffs on steel. Now there's the possibility of a retaliatory move on the Europeans. So there are other difficult trade issues as well. So all that will be discussed. On terrorism, there'll be a discussion of further ways to cooperate, both in places like Afghanistan and in areas of law enforcement and tracking down terrorist money.
Well, they're not crazy about his Middle East policy either.
No, all is not well in terms of the U.S.-European relationship. They feel he's been too soft on Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and they've expressed real concern about all of this talk of military action against Iraq.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.